Christy Gilliam's 14-year-old son watched as she, his mother, was murdered outside their Green Bay home 2 years ago.
I don't think he'll ever really fully recover, but he can just try and do the best he can with the situation that's been dealt to him.
Karen Hendries is the boy's aunt. He lives with her now. Her sister Christy's story is among 40 others compiled in the Coalition Against Domestic Violence Homicide Report. Hendry says trying to protect his mother, the ninth grader stood between her and her estranged husband, but neither the boy nor his 38-year-old mother were any match for the killer.
He lunged at my sister, and he stabbed her 9 times, make sure that she was gone.
Karen Hendries tells the story of her sister's murder publicly now. She hopes it will raise awareness, that another victim might seek help, another death might be prevented. Milwaukee County District Attorney E. Michael McCann calls the homicide report an important document because knowledge is power. But McCann says 41 homicides are just the tip of a very large iceberg.
Below the homicides are the persons who were shot, stabbed, and strangled, mostly women, who live to talk about it. Below them are the persons who were kicked, socked, slapped, beaten, burned, and knocked down, and survived to talk about it. And below them, the psychologically scarred, predominantly children, who saw this.
Children like Christy Gilliam's son, who Hendry says tried to protect her, but in the end could only run.
And as he ran away from his mother, he said goodbye to her. He said, "Bye, Mom, I love you." And he ran to get help.
By bringing their devastation forward, Christy Gilliam's family hopes to help other families. And more help is on the way. Wisconsin is the recipient of a new $900,000 grant from the Centers for Disease Control to help combat domestic violence. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.